Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Jubilee Blessings Already in Progress.
In the fall, she came back and all of a sudden the doctor says, "My gosh, she's breathing again. I got a pulse. She's still living. She was dead." So for like 2 or 3 months, she was a vegetable. Mother fed her everything. Then all of a sudden, the Lord spoke to her and said, "Betty, because you have been patient and because you've not grumbled and complained about your circumstances." Boy, that gets most of us, doesn't it? We can grumble and complain about a whole lot less than that, can't we, Mike? Oh, Lord, but because you didn't grumble and complain, because you didn't fuss, because you've been faithful, little girl, I'm going to come next Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock to your house, and I'm going to heal you. Why did God do that? Why didn't he just touch her and let her jump up and run around right there? But see, he's God, right? You can't tell the master what to do. So anyway, Miss Baxter come running in the room and says, "Honey, do you know when Jesus is going to heal you?" And she said, I looked up at Mother and said, I just smiled because up until today, I had no idea. But the Lord had just told me he's coming next Sunday at 3 p.m. to heal me. But the Lord told me, don't tell nobody. So Mother comes running and says, "Betty, do you know when the Lord's going to heal you?" So she said, I just looked at Mama and smiled. And she says, "Next Sunday at 3 p.m. "Mama, how did you know that?" She said, "The same Jesus that told you told me." So if Mama goes downtown, and now this little girl has never had a dress on. I mean, her body is all contorted. Her legs are twisted. She's got knots on her head, big as your hand can't even cover them up. Big old knots all over her body, and her legs are twisted. She can't stand. She's like those children, only she's not quite as bad as these two kids that was here Saturday. But she was in terrible shape. I mean, to the average person, you look at that, you think, that's impossible. But nobody believed but Miss Baxter, the mother. She's the only one that stood in faith. But as she stood in faith for her daughter, she went to town and bought her a pair of shoes that would fit her. She'd never been able to put a pair of shoes on. She went and bought her a little dress. She never had a dress on. 10 years old, never had a dress on. Couldn't put clothes on, just like them two kids right here Saturday. And she went and told everybody at church, "You got to come to my house next Sunday afternoon after church. Jesus is coming to my house to heal my daughter." Now, do you believe anybody believed that? No, nobody. Nobody. Now, some of the family members came just out of, you know, whatever, you know. Miss Baxter's having a breakdown. She thinks Jesus is coming. Now, this little girl's been like this for 10 years. She was born like this. She ain't never, you know, run, play, or nothing. Her legs are all twisted. And you're telling me Jesus is coming to your house next week to heal my daughter? Who do you think I am? You think I'm crazy? No. But nobody came. The pastor wouldn't come. The pastor of the church, pastor of her church, that she fought this battle all these years, he wouldn't even show her the courtesy of coming to her house. Do we believe? No, we don't believe. We have no idea who this God is that we serve. We don't. We really don't. But anyway, she says a couple of my uncles and so forth were there just out of courtesy for Mom. But nobody believed that I was going to get healed. She said 3 o'clock came. Mama runs in there and just picks me up out of the bed and carries me in there and sets me down on a big easy chair right in the front room. Backs off and said, "Okay, Jesus, we're waiting on you, Lord. You said you'd be here at 3 o'clock. It's 3 o'clock. We wait for you, Lord." And all of a sudden, the wind began to blow inside the house. She said, "My uncle sitting over there, and as the wind blows, he's got a hold of the back of that chair. Said his knuckles turn white. He's seeing something he ain't never seen before. I mean, this bunch of believers, unbelieving believers. It's a shame that we live where we live, and we're supposed to be sons and daughters of the Most High God. It's a shame where we live. I mean, after all, who is your God? Is he the Lord? He is the Lord. What can he do? Yeah, literally anything. And so anyways, he said, Jesus said, a great big white cloud came into the living room, and it stopped right over there against the wall, and out steps the King of the universe. She said, I could see him perfectly. Said he stepped, walked right up to me and looked down at me and says, Betty, because you've been faithful and because you've not grumbled and complained, I've come to heal you. And he put his hand on her head on top of one of those big old knots on her head and just went down her back. And she said, as he went down my back, every knot on my body just was gone, just like that. It was gone. She said, then he said, honey, stand up. So she said, I jumped out of that chair and I stood up, and for the first time in my life at 10 years of age, I am perfectly normal. Now this, we got this testimony. It's back here on, if you've never heard Betty Baxter's testimony, you ought to see it. It's great. She's standing there and she said, then he looks me right in the eye. And then he goes right down my body, all the way down to my toes. Then he comes all the way back up and looks me right now. I said, I guess he's admiring his work. True story. This is a true story. And she said, he said, Betty, because you've been faithful, I've come and completely healed you. You're completely well. He said, you'll live a long, healthy life, and I'll use you and your testimony all over this world. And he said, then one day, I will come and take you home to heaven to be with me in your old age. And so that woman, I don't know if she's still alive today or not, but the last time I saw her, she was a beautiful woman. You would never have known, never, that she had been a little girl so contorted. What can Jesus do? We really need to get that in our hearts. But he healed that little girl, Miss Betty Baxter. And, you know, nobody in that room other than Mrs. Baxter really believed. You know, they didn't believe. I mean, when it was, what's so sad is even the pastor of her church would not even come. I mean, out of courtesy, she should have at least went and, you know, comfort her, right? I mean, you know, even if I was a Baptist preacher and I didn't believe God was going to do anything, if I had a woman that had that kind of faith, I'd at least go to her house and comfort her. Something, I'd do something. Wouldn't you, Mary? I'd do something. But he wouldn't even come, poor guy. Boy, I bet you next Sunday morning, whenever she walked into church, and Miss Betty, he said, who is this little girl? I said, well, this is my daughter, Betty. Yeah. No. The one that was crippled? Yeah, this is her. No. Yeah. This is her. And then there's people. Now there's people. There's a lot of people thinking if we get healed that everybody back at home is going to believe we got a miracle. Come down here to this Living Savior Church and you touch them and they get healed. And we go home, everybody's going to see mama or grandma or granddad or whatever is healed, or my child is healed. Everybody in our house is going to believe. It don't work. No, it don't work. When you get back home, they'll say, well, what a coincidence, you know, that the child just happened to get well when Thurman touched him. He's just one of them things, but he's just a man like everybody else. Yeah, he's a man like everybody else, but he got something in him that ain't like somebody else. Amen. What I got in me and what you got in you is the master, and he can do anything. I don't know about you, but I'm ready to see him do these awesome things. Aren't you, Franz? Lord, we praise you and thank you and worship you, Lord. You are the King of kings and Lord of lords and God of gods. Now then, in Matthew 17, let's start with about verse 10. Verse 17, 10, let's look at this. And his disciples ask him, saying, why then say ye, Elias must come first. Okay, let's go on down 11 or 12, maybe a couple more verses. I think I'm not where I want to be. Okay, yeah, go down to 13. Okay, still not where I want. Go one more verse or we'll get there. Okay. And when they were come to the multitudes, there came to him a certain man kneeling down to him and saying, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is a lunatic and sore grieved, and oftentimes he falls into the fire and often into the water. Now then, if they brought you and me a child like this, which I've had many of them like this, what do we call this kind of a problem? Yeah, it's epilepsy or epileptic seizures. And let me throw something in about epileptic seizures. Usually, it's boys that have epileptic seizures, and usually the boy has not been faithful to his dad. Usually the boy has not been faithful and true to his father. He doesn't get along with his dad. He doesn't respect his dad. And I've seen many cases where a young man does not respect and honor his dad. And sometimes it don't happen right then. Sometimes they do this when they're 15, and then they don't have these seizures till they're 20 or whatever. But I've seen it numerous times. In fact, I've seen it so many times that, and Cheryl and I both have seen this so many times, that what we will do anytime we have a person that has an epileptic seizure, I don't care how old they are, we will ask them, how do you get along with your dad? And most of them will say, well, I get along with him okay. I said, well, did you ever have a problem between you and your dad? Did your dad ever tell you to do something that you didn't do, or you told him you would do it and later you didn't do it? And every case, there is a situation where that, oh yeah, but that happened years ago, Pastor. I didn't start having these till I was 25. And that was back when I was 17, that when me and Dad got into a situation where I got crossways with Dad, and me and him hadn't spoken a word to each other in 7 or 8 years, 5 years, 4 years, 2 years, whatever, a year. Do you know that's what brought that on you? I never dreamed. I said, I'll tell you what. In fact, I had a young man sitting right here, Robert Scott sitting, last year, that him and his whole family came and it was all sitting right here in this section. I didn't know who they were, but I told the story about an epileptic boy. And whenever the story was over, it was time for the 3 o'clock break. And after I told the story about it, the boy come up and he said, Pastor, you just told my story. I said, what do you mean I just told your story? He said, I am that guy that you prayed for that was the director of the camp in Wisconsin. I am that man. And said, you prayed for me. I have not had an epileptic seizure since you prayed for me.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled Jubilee Blessings, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online, or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.